News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. A1 Glass for details.
Let's face it, a 50 or 60 year old body isn't the same as a 20 year old. You won't be able to do the same things at the same intensity and pace as you did when you were young, but exercise is still the key to your independence and a good quality of life as you age. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. You lose muscle mass as you get older, and exercise can help you rebuild it. Muscles also burn more calories than fat, even at rest, which will offset your slowing metabolism. Exercise helps stop, delay, and sometimes improve serious illnesses like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, arthritis, and osteoporosis. Low-impact exercise with less jumping and pounding is kinder to your joints. Definitely pick things that you enjoy doing, like bicycling, pickleball, gardening, dancing, or tai chi. A simple and effective way is walking. It builds stamina, strengthens lower body muscles, and helps fight against bone diseases like osteoporosis. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who keeps reminding you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, May 19th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council to discuss recreational cannabis regulations. Community Foundation San Luis Obispo awards over $400,000 in scholarships. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local News is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Discussions regarding cannabis regulations in the city of Paso Robles will continue in the city council meeting tonight at 6. Cannabis regulations in the city have changed drastically since 2022. Most recently, staff has been instructed by council to update and expand regulations to be more consistent with state law and whether to allow non-storefront cannabis retail establishments in the city. Even if such businesses are not permitted to operate within Paso Robles, California law allows recreational cannabis to be delivered from outside the city. City Council will discuss several issues of import to cannabis tonight, such as a limitation on the number of cannabis retailers. Staff recommends Council allow more than three such businesses to operate in the city, and establishing a cannabis regulatory permit, as the existing business license and conditional use permit regulations are not appropriate mechanisms for regulating day-to-day cannabis business operations, according to staff. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Community Foundation San Luis Obispo County, a nonprofit organization created to support local charitable giving, announced that a total of $460,148 in scholarships were awarded to students from across the county. 100 awards were granted to students representing 12 high schools and local colleges, with individual awards reaching up to $20,000. Scholarships recipients included students at Paso Robles, Morro Bay, Nipomo, Arroyo Grande, and San Luis Obispo High Schools, along with Cuesta College and Allen Hancock College. City of San Luis Obispo appoints new permanent fire chief. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The City of San Luis Obispo announced appointment of a new fire chief. Randy Harris, who has been serving as the interim fire chief since January, will begin serving as fire chief starting June 18th. The city conducted a national recruitment search earlier this year to fill the position, and while strong candidates were identified, none were ultimately appointed as fire chief. Harris started his fire career in 1990 and recently retired from the city of Paso Robles as deputy fire chief after 28 years of service. In a demonstration of true leadership, Randy graciously offered to come out of the retirement to serve our community as fire chief in the longer term, said SLO City Manager Whitney McDonald. San Luis Obispo's fire department operates on an $18 million budget, according to the city, with 60 full-time fire department employees serving the community. An Atascadero man is facing manslaughter charges after he hit and killed a pedestrian in 2025. On December 1st, 66-year-old Gary Tipton of Atascadero attempted to turn left onto the southbound Highway 101 ramp at San Anselmo Road when he struck a woman attempting to cross the street. 69-year-old Rachel Hoffman died at the scene. Tipton pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter and for failing to yield a right-of-way. His partial hearing is scheduled for June 8th. KPRL News has received information from the Pioneer Day Committee of this year's Pioneer Day Royalty. Cheryl Savage has been named as Queen and Steve Hansen as Marshal. More information will be shared as it becomes available. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 12-2, the Padres shut out the Dodgers 1-0, the Angels over the Athletics 2-1, the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 7-6. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Padres, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will face the Angels, and the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, two teenage gunmen opened fire at a San Diego mosque yesterday, killing three men and then themselves. The search for the suspects began hours before the shooting, when a mother said her teenage suicidal son had run away with her weapons and vehicle. About 2 hours later, shots rang out at the mosque. A security guard and two others were killed. The two teens were then found dead in a vehicle stopped in the middle of a roadway nearby. The shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. A fire that broke out on Santa Rosa Island, about 26 miles off the coast of Santa Barbara, has grown to more than 10,000 acres. The fire has destroyed two uninhabited historical structures and is at 0% containment. Officials say tackling the blaze is tricky due to its remote location and high winds. Cars for Kids ads are being banned in California after a judge ruled that the charity violated false advertising and unfair competition laws. The nonprofit claimed to be raising funds for underprivileged, impoverished children, but the court found the donations instead went to paying for a teenager's trips to Israel and a $16.5 million building there. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Legislation allowing year-round E15 fuel sales has cleared the House, a significant milestone for corn growers after years of setbacks in Congress. National Corn Growers Association board member Troy Schneider.
It got decoupled from the Farm Bill, and the Rules Committee had the option of making it a standalone or an amendment to the Farm Bill again, but the Farm Bill had already passed. And so as our ladies and gentlemen up on the Hill walked around and knocked on every congressional door, they pushed and to get, we knew it was going to be close, but I think that standalone made the difference. The modification to the Clean Air Act that allows the sale, it just allows the sales and the choice of E15 year round.
With the cost of fuel right now, Schneider says E15 can be a solution for a cost-effective option. Although it's now through the House, the next hurdle is to get it through the Senate.
If the Senate were to put it in the Farm Bill, it would have challenges with the SNAP benefits, the changes to SNAP and the nutrition. So a standalone is our best option. You look at the vote, it was a true bipartisan vote. There's 218 that voted for it, and it was a mixture of Republicans and Democrats.
Schneider believes that the strong relationships that NCGA has with the Senate will lead to passage of a year-round E15 sales bill.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Willie Nelson and Family. July 22nd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. New album, Dream Chaser, coming May 29th. Tickets on sale Friday, May 22nd at 10 a.m. at MidStateFair.com and Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Willie Nelson and Family live.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at Remax.com. Remax. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310 or go to ParksideRealtors.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it will make available up to $9 million to fund the removal of cling peach orchards by growers whose long-term contracts with the Del Monte Foods were voided following the company's bankruptcy and the closure of its cannery in Modesto. In business for 139 years, Del Monte contracted about 35% of California's cling peaches last year. The funding from USDA will support the removal of up to 420,000 cling peach trees, or approximately 3,000 acres. We're grateful for the swift action taken to protect peach growers, the peach industry, and their families in rural communities that depend on this industry, Rich Hudgens, president and CEO of the California Canning Peach Association, said in a statement. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 90s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and Friday. Partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday and sunny on Tuesday. Upper 80s Thursday, low 80s on Friday, mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, low 80s on Monday, 77 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276, or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower across the board. Home Depot's business is holding up. Earnings and revenue both topped expectations. Chief Executive Ted Deckers says though shoppers are pulling back on big projects, smaller home renovation products are still selling. The stock was gaining earlier, but then turned nearly 3% lower at the open. Target wants to have more things on its shelves. It's named a former Walmart executive, Jeff England, to lead its supply chain and logistics. Target reports earnings tomorrow, shares down 0.5%. United Airlines expects 53 million travelers this summer, about 3 million more than last year, and it sees 3.9 million passengers during the Memorial Day weekend, but United shares are down 2.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
community matters. And at RE/MAX Success, it always has. Since 2020, together with Success Charities, they've raised and donated over $385,000 right here in our community. Everyone's asking, what's the market doing? Well, here's the truth. Things are heating up. If you're thinking about buying or selling, now is the time to talk to your trusted real estate professional. RE/MAX, voted number one most trusted agents. RE/MAX Success, local, proven, trusted.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rentals. Same store, same location since 1978. That's El Camino Real Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Tuesday edition, all here on The Right Choice, don't forget that 7-5. You can also text in.
Heart and soul. Ooh, I fell in love with KPRL. Heart and soul.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, but in the first part, the half hour, Joe Hamm will be in with you and Barry. They'll be talking about the power of social media on mental and emotional health. And then Greg Haskin, the executive director of CoLab, will join in for the full 1 o'clock hour. All here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Alrighty, let's see, what else do we have on there? That's a little bit older one there. All right, let's see here. So the city council will be discussing the, Chris, is this just the cannabis? Well, first is, are they going to be taking a vote on this today? Do you know?
I think this is just direction to staff.
Okay. And there's a couple of options.
Yes.
And one is the amount of storefronts, or is storefronts even an issue?
Yeah, the amount of storefronts or retailers, or I don't really know what you want to call them. But yes, the quantity is something to be considered. Staff's recommendation is to just say, have at it, for lack of a better term.
Okay, as one of the emails that came in this morning said, well, you know, why limit it to three, just if that's the case? Let the market decide. The storefront, it is a legal product, and the part of that email was, well, how many places sell, I'll just say, alcohol here in the city?
Probably can't need more than two hands to do that. Okay, so let's see here on this regarding the concerns. There has been some concerns of cannabis storefronts creating problems in communities. Is it true or not? Well, it says that dispensaries are prime targets for organized smash-and-grab burglaries and robberies because they often handle large volumes of cash and high-value products. However, it also kind of contradicts itself here that it also says that it, well, it really doesn't do that. So I don't know which one is correct. Maybe it has to do with the area you live in. Who knows? I'm not sure. But they seem to be, on one hand, prime targets, and on the other hand, well, maybe they're not that bad. Okay. Now, who knows? Those of you in the business or know a little bit about it, I'm kind of guessing that tonight that the council chambers may be pretty busy, or at least full with a public comment. But that will be up. But by the way, going back to that email on, you know, the cities, they do have the right legally to limit particular businesses. That, I don't know how long it's been going on, but they do have the I guess you could say, the power to limit certain types of business. So anyway, just something you might want to consider. By the way, if you know anybody that's moving to California, which is kind of odd, and you might want to let them know if they're coming to California and if they have a gun, they're going to have to take a four-hour course with live fire training if they want to come into the state. It's a Senate bill out of, Berkeley. 948 would require gun owners moving to California to obtain a firearm safety certificate and register their firearms within 180 days of their arrival. Beginning in 2028, obtaining that certificate would require completing the training. It's the latest effort by the Democrats up there, or here, to add more restrictions on firearm ownership in a state that already has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. It's not positive that the bill will become law, a measure, and I bring this up all the time, that was brought up last year. It died in the legislature, but these things always seem to come back. Now, it has advanced through the Senate Appropriations Committee, and that was on a party line vote with Republicans who opposed it. And there was no comment on the measure and did not take any public testimony. So we'll see what happens with this. I got a question. If you're coming from out of state, and, you know, I'm just assuming here that you're going to check into some laws regarding quite a few things in California, at least. You probably know some people that live in California and ask them some question. Would you even bother to register it? It says you have the 180 days, but would you do that or just run the risk of, hey, that's mine, I'm going to keep it? And it doesn't say here what would happen if there is no compliance within the 180 days. So we will see if this continues to move on. Now, the original version of this bill would have required people to that arrive in California to register and take the course within 60 days. Within 60 days. Which, you know, for people that move, particularly, you know, long distance and so forth, coming in and getting settled and so forth, it's quite an undertaking and so forth. And putting this, I think it's way too short a time period. I think it should be longer. I don't think they should do it at all. But, you know, because moving is it's a pain in the neck. That's just it. That's it. Okay, so here's a question I want to throw out to folks. and do add or do join in this conversation or your thoughts. There is a popular fast food franchise. It's being sued over allegedly firing an employee over Sabbath observance. This is Chick-fil-A. Now, what happened is, this is in Texas, and a franchise operator, they tried, well, they're saying that they refused to accommodate an employee's religious beliefs before ultimately firing her, but let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Robert? Hey, I apologize. I know you were asking a question about Chick-fil-A, and...
freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is priority.
Okay. So anyway, I wanted to make a comment. I was doing some work for some people over the past several months that have suffered from an insurance problem where they had some damage to their house due to plumbing and this, that, and the other. And I asked them... if their insurance company was going to cover it. And they said they were afraid to turn it into insurance because the cost, they may lose their insurance coverage. Mm-hmm. In the state of California, they've made it to where hanging on to your insurance is getting increasingly more difficult. And I know they talked to their agent, and they said that if we turn this in, would we maybe lose our insurance? And the insurance agent said yes. So I'm thinking, wow. I mean, that's almost like blackmail or extortion of some kind, where you pay insurance to have the coverage for a disaster, and then when it happens, you're afraid to turn it in as a claim because you may lose your insurance if you do. And I don't know if there's any insurance agents out there that have any kind of comments that they could make that would help these people, but they're having to foot the bill themselves. I think that's terrible. It's wrong.
Well, I can tell you of two instances where I know that that has happened, where their agents, one instance was a gentleman who hadn't filed a claim for, you know, 25, 30 years with his insurance company, and something happened on the property that he lives. And his agent said, you're going to have to eat this because they will cancel you. And then there was another one with a simple accident regarding the deer ran into somebody's vehicle. And the agent said, you know what? You turn this in, there's a good chance they will cancel. And in both instances, the people told me that they were looking for reasons to cut you.
Yes. And that was where I was going with this, because isn't there a state commissioner in the state of California that had basically set this off by demanding that the insurance companies take a loss instead of, you know, staying in business? And so a lot of insurance companies are leaving the state, and which creates a shortage, and those that stay know that they've got you by the short hair. And so you got many people that have a legitimate claim that they can't even call in and be compensated for.
Right. Matter of fact, Susanna and Katie talked about, his name is Richard Lara. He's the insurance commissioner in California, and he had really no experience in insurance when he took over. And, you know, depending what side of the fence that you're on, is that he really unstabilized this market.
Yes. And so, you know, what's it say for the state of California? You know, we've got basically a state that's totally run by Democrats, and they're always trying to push what they think the market should pay, when they don't realize they're the ones that have caused everything to go up in the first place.
Well, is it any different why we refineries are leaving and companies are leaving the state?
Oh, absolutely. They're running people out of the state, and you've got everyone that has legitimate insurance plans that they're afraid to use if they have a claim.
Okay. Right. All right. So let me just throw this question out here. And again, I'm just asking the question. I'm not agreeing with it. They are a private company. Do they not have the right to do that?
Well, they absolutely do. And that's why a lot of them, when they're being dictated to by the state of California that you're asking too much, and they lead the state altogether, it's made a bad situation worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a decision to make in the upcoming election regarding that. And, you know, because Lara, he has been... Investigations have revealed that he took dozens of taxpayer-funded trips globally.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that stuff's been going on. But, you know, this is a recurring theme here, and not only in California, but across the country. Okay, he does this, and this was all taxpayer-funded trips. What happened? Was he reprimanded? No.
Yeah, well, you know, no different than our governor that has, broken the rules. You know, like you've got to wear a mask, but he'll throw a big party at the laundry, the French laundry, and then give us a quick apology. I was wrong about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, well the people in office don't hold their own accountable, and of course the citizens don't follow up on doing that, or you know this, they reelect them.
Well, he was what we call twice. That's amazing, and still hang on to him, because he's basically doing the bidding of the people that have lobbied him in. And I don't know, you know, I've said before, you've got a lot of people that are paid to vote. And whether you're going to the homeless and paying them directly, or you're giving them a Social Security check, or not a Social Security check, giving them a welfare check, or you're giving them an EBD card, or you're giving them some kind of government subsistence that will guarantee that you vote Democrat. That's, you're being paid to vote.
Well, the
state's upside down.
Well, it is. It's going to get more upside down because a story that just came out on the $23 billion that the state has not paid back to the federal government regarding the COVID and the education money. So the federal government is going to be coming back or coming after California to get that money. So add that on to the billion-dollar deficit that we have here in this state.
Yeah, and then if things aren't bad enough, from what I understand, if this Iran situation clears up, we're still going to pay very high gas money for our fuel, because all the refineries that have left have made it to where we've got to have Japan do our refining. And once Iran is alleviated, it's not going to make things much better here in California unless we start using our own oil. Everything about the state has done everything wrong and put us in the red. We're so deep in the red. From what I understand, we're close to a little over $80 billion in the red.
Well...
And unlike the federal government, the states cannot default, and we can't print our own money.
Well, we're okay. You can throw out the $80 billion, but we're not even talking about the underfunded pension liability that the state has.
It's like the spring is getting wound up so tight that you just got to wait for it to let loose, and when it does, the damage is going to be incredible.
All right, let me ask you a question, and you don't have to answer it. Are you who are you voting for governor?
Well, actually, I'm going to vote for Hilton, or I'm going to go with the cop from Riverside.
Bianco?
Bianco.
You haven't made your decision?
Well, I'm leaning between the two of them. I don't know. You know, Bianco's got the experience, but then on the other end of it, I feel like just like Trump, if it weren't for his money, the way the Democrats work you on the other end once you get there is they try to intimidate you, and it takes someone with money to stand up against the Democrats. Because they'll throw all kinds of money to dig you in a hole.
Okay, so I've asked this question quite often. All right, so the Republican side of the governor's race is between Bianco and Hilton. So if you're making a decision, do you base it on, gee, I like Bianco, however, I think Hilton can win overall? Or do you just say, nope, I'm going for Bianco, regardless? He doesn't have a chance if he stands alone, but I'm going to vote for him anyway.
Well, you know, I just thought about that a number of times, and I thought, you know what? You have to put your vote behind the person that can win. You have to go with the one that you think will win. You can't go for the one that you really like at times, because at this point, it becomes a matter of at least getting some Republican representation. Because short of that, you've got nothing.
Okay, that's a very smart answer. Very good. All right.
It's the only logical answer.
Oh, okay. I agree with that. All right, sir, we're out of time, but as always, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. An Atascadero man is facing manslaughter charges after he hit and killed a pedestrian in 2025. On December 1st, 66-year-old Gary Tipton of Atascadero attempted to turn left on a southbound Highway 101 at San Anselmo Road, when he struck a woman attempting to cross the street. 69-year-old Rachel Hoffman died at the scene. The Community Foundation, San Luis Obispo County, a nonprofit organization created to support local charitable giving, announced that a total of $460,000 in scholarships were awarded to students from across the county. 100 awards were granted to students representing 12 high schools and local colleges. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump notifies Iran the previously scheduled Tuesday attack is off at the request of the Gulf Arab neighbors.
I put it off for a little while, hopefully maybe forever.
With serious negotiations now taking place, but his bottom line remains no nuclear options for Iran. Two teens behind the shooting at the largest mosque in San Diego.
Five people are dead, including the two gunmen at the Islamic Center of San Diego in Claremont. Among the victims was a security guard at the center. According to law enforcement, the two teen suspects died from self-inflicted gun wounds.
Fox's Alex Hogan says one teen's mom had reported him missing with her guns. Texas billionaire Mark Cuban joins the rollout for Trump RX. No fan of Trump, but the Texan says Republicans want cheaper drugs and Democrats want cheaper drugs. The coupon platform has added 600 affordable generics. America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunny today. Highs in the upper 80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we'll go a little bit warmer on your Wednesday with highs expected in the low 90s. Back to the upper 80s on Thursday. Friday, low 80s. Mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Monday, Memorial Day, 80. And a week from today, mid-70s. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:56 a.m. 8:05 p.m. We are at 56 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by the Spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals at outstanding price. Tickets are now on sale for the Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers Cook-Off coming up in August. That's the 8th at the Van Center. It's the 27th year. And you get early bird pricing. Let's see here. Do they have a date on this for the early bird? Let's see here. No, I don't see it on this thing here. But remember, all proceeds from your ticket go directly to scholarships for local high school seniors with over $1 million raised to date. And also, don't forget, you can get a designated driver ticket at a discount. So look up your Paso Robles Rotary and get those tickets. They always sell out. All right, volunteers and docents are wanted or needed. If you're looking for something exciting, interesting, and educational to fill your free time, please consider volunteering at the Paso Robles History Museum in the Carnegie Library. Flexible hours and days, volunteer as much or as little as you want. Docents on the main floor of the museum greet visitors and they'll share information about the exhibits at the rich history we have. All docents and volunteers are trained and mentored, so no experience is necessary. So contact them and get involved. All righty. Community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Well, today is the day they start the big event. That's right. The buyers are going to be there to buy your jewelry and art, so check it out. That's taking place through the 21st. For those of you, that would be Thursday. All right, local celebrities. We have John Craspy, number three, Greg Lamas, Brian Tarwater, John Kuschinski, close enough, Cassandra Merrill, Luis Morgan's Erska, close enough. Bobby Phillips, and says Terry and Terry Anderson. That's easy. All right. That's our local celebrities. On my right-hand side, some people you probably have heard of, and maybe some not. Of course, Ho Chi Minh, North Vietnamese leader, 1890. He gone in 1969. The Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles, Dorothy Chandler, born in 1901 to 1997. Malcolm X, civil rights activist, 1925, assassinated, 1965. Rookie of the Year and World Series numerous times, of course. It has to be with the Yankees. Gil McDougall, pretty good ball player, 1928-2010. First player in the NBA to score 15,000 points, Dolph Schayes, 1928-2015, not a bad pitcher with the Phillies. Kurt Simmons, 1929-2022. We also have David Hartman, the TV host, 1935. Nancy Kwan, remember her from the Flower Drum Song and others, 1939. Dick Scobie, he was astronaut, 1939. He was killed in the Challenger explosion in 1986. Oh, yeah. Mickey Newberry, the songwriter and singer, 1940. He died in 2002. Onward we go here. He played the character Chewbacca in the Star Wars film series. Peter Mayhew, 1944-2019, from The Who. Peter Townsend, 1945. Onward, Grace Jones, Slick Jones, the singer, 1948. From ZZ Top, Dusty Hill, 1949. He died in 2021. I think he was a classic car collector, if I'm not mistaken there. All right, this guy is of my favorite quarterbacks in college of all time, Condridge Holloway, and the other one would be Archie Manning. Archie Manning was born this day in 1949. Oh, from the Ramones, Joey Ramone, 1951. He gone in 2001. Rick Cerrone, catcher with several teams, including the Yanks, 1954. From AC/DC, Phil Rudd, 1954. The author of How I Made It on My Own, the actor Stephen Ford, 1956, the son of Gerald. Luis Salazar, he wasn't a bad infielder, 1956. From Human League, Martin Ware, 1956, pretty good relief pitcher. Turk Wendell, 1967. Let's see, who else do we have? Oh, man, if another person wasn't on the top of the list, this guy would go to the top of the list. He gave everything he had in every game I ever saw him play. Kevin Garnett, he was born in 1976. Onward we go. Let's see here. Rebecca Hall, the actress, 1982. Mario Chalmers, not a bad hoopster. He was born in 1986. And coming to the California Mid-State Fair, Lainey Wilson's having a birthday today. She was born in 1992. All righty. Passing away, the Camelot nonsense lady. Jacqueline Onassis, she died in 1994. Thomas Edward Lawrence, Lawrence of Arabia, he died in 1935. Morley Safer, 2016. Henry Morgan, the comedian, and we're not talking about the guy from MASH. This guy was a radio and also did What's My Line and I've Got a Secret. He died in 1994. Our favorite from Indiana, the writer Booth Tarkington, he was born in 1946, and here's one for you. Robert Emmett Oldham. Who is he? Well, he was the first person to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. He did make it. However, he survived the fall, but he died due to injuries sustained from the impact on the water several days later. Einstein did that in 1885. And I think that is, Anne Boleyn, the Queen of England. She died in 1536. She didn't, well, anyway. Okay, so going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. Didn't make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was the second overall pick in 1971 behind Jim Plunkett. His career in college is legendary for what he did, and he revived the Ole Miss program. And I'm not going to say he was a one-man show because he had a couple of other guys who were pretty good. Wimpy Withers, the center, and forget the other guy. But anyway, in the Hall of Fame, college in 1989, got a rough time with the New Orleans Saints because they stunk. They were absolutely terrible. And, oh, by the way, fabulous athlete. He was selected in the Major League Baseball draft four times. Archie Manning to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Discussions regarding cannabis regulations will continue in the Paso Robles City Council meeting tonight at 6. Council discuss whether to limit the number of cannabis retailers, allowing recreational storefronts in the city, and updating permits to exist as a cannabis regulatory permit. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Pioneer Day Committee has announced this year's royalty. Cheryl Savage has been named as Queen and Steve Hansen as Marshal. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
The UPI NFC Player of the Year in 78, two-time Pro Bowler, SEC Player of the Year. He's on the SEC Football Legends, and also he was in the hunt for the Heisman Trophy a couple of times in his years at Ole Miss. Archie Manning to the top, the Book of Manning. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.